listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're back here. The Browns will be starting their 19th quarterback since they returned as an expansion team in 1999. Listen to this Hall of Fame roll call here. And I laugh because it's really all that I can do. Ty Detmer, 0-2. Tim Couch, 22-37. Doug Peterson, 1-7. Spurgeon Wynn, 0-1. Kelly Holcomb, 4-8. People like the Machine Gun Kelly Holcomb. Jeff Garcia, 3-7. Luke McCown, 0-4. Super Bowl winning quarterback Trent Dilfer, 4-7. Chuck and Duck Fry, 6-13. Derek Anderson, 16-18. Ken Dorsey, 0-3. Brady Quinn, 1-2. Bruce Gradkowski, 0-1. And the winningest quarterback, percentage-wise, during this tenure, Jake Delhomme, 2-2.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to make people jump off the roof of this
I'm saying...
building? I'm looking at the glass right now to just see if there's anything happening there, because...
Then it's Seneca Wallace, 1-6, Colt McCoy, 6-15.
Depression.
Brandon Whedon, 5-12, Thaddeus Lewis, 0-1. 2014, right. There will be a new name on this list who hopefully will do better than 500, because that's really all that rookie will be asked to do to exceed the previous quarterbacks here.
And ladies and gentlemen, they call him Nathan Downer.
Womp, womp.
216-578-0850.
It's just ridiculous. 578-0850.
You think?
This is ridiculous.
But we're keeping our... No, we're not. I was going to say we're keeping our stuff together here. Jim in Concord Township. Hey, he's going to be level-headed about this. Jim,
what's up,
what do you
Jim?
Got, buddy?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Jim. Hello. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Hey, I caught this Sunday because I watched the game on TV, and I don't know if this plays into the factor of Campbell not starting, but Whedon he was running off the field with a medical person, and then about 2-3 minutes went by, and then someone went over and got Campbell up like he wasn't even watching the game. And then the Browns had to call a couple timeouts to get him warmed up. That's what I saw, and I think that might play into the factor that Hoyer's starting too. Although I would have started Hoyer myself anyways. But
why would you have started Hoyer?
Because we've seen Campbell. I mean, he's not gonna resurrect himself as an NFL quarterback. Hoyer, in my opinion, Hoyer's just auditioning for second string for next year, because they're gonna go for a quarterback. But I saw that. Check into it. I don't know if it's true, but that's my speculation. Is Campbell's in the doghouse because he wasn't paying attention to the game.
Jim, thank you for that call. I'm not sure about that, and I didn't hear. I've talked with a lot of people here about the reasoning behind this. That didn't come up. Any sort of lack of preparation talk was not there. I'm not telling you you're wrong or that you didn't see something, but honestly, I didn't even get a hint of that in the discussions with people I've talked with here over the last, not quite 24 hours, but it's going back to yesterday afternoon. With regard to what Brian Hoyer is, Nathan, he is, unlike Campbell, he's the guy you don't know about, really. I mean, with only one career start.
Right.
And there is something to be said for let's see what this guy is, because the 71 starts that Jason Campbell has given, you know what he is. You knew what he was before he put on a Browns uniform. And what it's not great shakes. It's not starting caliber.
It's not going to the playoffs.
It's not that. And we'll see what it is as far as backup. Paul in Orlando. Hey, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Well, unlike, it sounds like the vast majority, I'm strangely encouraged. Let me tell you why. Is the reason I was encouraged going into the season is because of Norv Turner. I think his offense, I mean, we bemoaned for the past 2 weeks the fact that despite all this, the receivers aren't doing this and the line's not doing that, the opportunities have been there. And we go back to, I think Bernie said it best, Norv is right because he's right. And his scheme does work, but he needs a quarterback that can see what's going to happen, know the concept, and then hit it. I was originally from Washington, D.C., and I saw him make Gus Frerotte and Brad Johnson serviceable quarterbacks. And I think that Hoyer, the seminal moment was in the Chicago game, is I don't know if it was the first snap, but he immediately saw that that Gordon was going to be open, planted his foot and chucked it. And granted, it was a little short, but he saw what was going to happen and knew what was going to happen. And I believe that decision-making will make a world of difference going into this game.
Yeah, we talked about his ability to get the ball out quickly, more quickly than either Brandon Whedon or Jason Campbell did during the preseason, and significantly so vis-a-vis Jason Campbell. So, yeah, you're right. And that's one of the, he's going to have to win with his head, and he's going to have to win basically with his eyes and making quick decisions, because he's not going to win with his arm. He can win with his accuracy. He can win with his mind, knowing where he wants to go with the football pre-snap, but he's not going to win and overpower you with his arm. Now, if he can put people, it is just as important to, for big plays. There's one type of big play that comes from throwing the ball 50, 60 yards in the air, and I don't know how many of those you're going to get out of Brian Hoyer, but the other type of big play comes from hitting an open receiver perfectly in stride so that they can take it and beat the defenders after catching the football. We saw Brian Hoyer do that with Josh Gordon in the preseason game in week number four. Now, granted, he wasn't playing against Tim Jennings.
Preseason game
And he wasn't playing
the guys covering
against
NFL
Peanut
anymore.
Tillman. Right. So it's different. But
it's very different.
He's got to be accurate and he's got to be decisive. And that's the hope that's what, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to become Joe Montana. When we come back, we will talk with the third member of our band, the one and only Gerard Cherry, as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR, gets ready for hour number two.